KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for some areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, we can expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 47 and winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. In the news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting Wednesday at 6 p.m. in the High School Media Center. On the agenda is discussion with regard to a public hearing for the certified budget and the one-to-one computer plan. Action items on the board's agenda includes the high school HVAC replacement project, approving the resignations of chemistry and physics teacher James Todd, as well as high school one-to-one paraeducator Rebecca Drake. The Atlantic School Board will also act on open enrollment applications and 2021-22, 22-23 master contracts with the Atlantic Education and Employees Associations. Following regular business, the Atlantic School Board will enter into a closed session Wednesday evening to conduct Superintendent Steve Barber's annual evaluation. A man from Hastings was arrested Monday by Red Oak Police on theft charges. 40-year-old John Robert Washburn was taken into custody a little before 7 p.m. at 106 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak for theft in the third degree and theft in the fifth degree. The charges stem from an investigation into a theft that occurred in the 1600 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Washburn was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Mills County Sheriff's deputies assisted in conducting that arrest. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports that on Friday, February 19th, 33-year-old Casey Gantz of Council Bluffs was sentenced to nearly 12 and a half years in prison and must serve 5 years of supervised release. On December 15th of 2020, Gantz's co-defendant, 42-year-old Angela Gargis, also of Council Bluffs, was sentenced to 120 months in prison and 5 years of supervised release. Both sentences were imposed by a U.S. District Court judge in the Council Bluffs District Court. The investigation was initiated by the Iowa Department of Correctional Services 4th Judicial District when Gantz failed to meet with his parole officer. Iowa parole officers went to Gantz's home in the 300 block of Huntington Avenue in Council Bluffs and upon arrival encountered numerous people, including Gargis, inside of Gantz's home. Officers located over 500 grams of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and $4,600 in U.S. currency in Gantz's home. On January 24th of this year, of 2020, Council Bluffs police responded to the Best Western Inn in Council Bluffs to serve a warrant for a room rented by Gargis. Officers searched the hotel room for the wanted person and located 111 grams of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. The investigation into the activities was conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, the Iowa 4th Judicial District Probation and Parole Office, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A case of road rage and reckless driving resulted in a collision that occurred around 8:42 a.m. Monday in Creston. According to Creston police, a 1999 Honda Accord driven by 38-year-old Cody Lee Witt of Story City was driving in an erratic manner on Townline Road near Bunnell-Matic and trying to speak with 56-year-old Christine Larkin of Creston, who was driving a 2001 Buick LeSabre. Authorities say the pair had been in a relationship. Police say Witt was driving recklessly, but he swerved off the road and continued back on the road in a reckless manner before his car hit the Buick. The Buick was traveling westbound at the time of the collision. Police say the Honda backed northbound in a reckless manner, and Witt was cited for reckless driving. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,000. In other news, the federal government announced Monday that it will support the ethanol industry in a lawsuit over biofuel waivers granted to oil refineries under President Trump's administration. The Environmental Protection Agency said it is reversing course and will support a January 2020 decision by the Denver-based 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in a lawsuit filed by the Renewable Fuels Association and farm groups. The lawsuit is headed to arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court this spring. The move by the EPA comes roughly a month after President Joe Biden took office. Also, it's taken months, but the long-predicted La Niña weather pattern seems to have taken hold, impacting much of the nation's climate, and the effects may linger through spring. After Iowa's prolonged bitter cold weather during most of February, Climatologist and drought specialist Becky Bollinger says the March temperature should follow a La Nina pattern and be warmer.
Most of the country is showing a leaning towards more likely to have warmer than average conditions.
The weekly U.S. Drought Monitor shows wide sections of Iowa are abnormally dry, while much of western Iowa is under a moderate to severe drought, with portions of northwest Iowa considered an extreme drought. Bollinger said the regions that are in drought now likely will stay that way.
Areas that have been dry, unfortunately, have an enhanced chance of continuing to be drier than average into March.
Bollinger says the outlook for March, April, and May are likely to follow the same pattern.
We see most of the region showing increased chances of above average temperatures through the spring.
She says the climate outlooks predicts the La Nina will fade to neutral conditions by summer. A La Nina occurs when the Pacific Ocean temperatures cool below normal, which then has a wide-ranging impact on North American weather. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.